Blessing again to be here. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Read a few verses here in your hearing, and we'll say a few things the Lord lay on our heart. Colossians chapter number 1. It's important for us to be Christians. I believe the Bible, the epistles that the Apostle Paul had written to these different churches encouraged them to be Christians where they were at. They struggled as you and I struggle. They struggled, and they had a lot of problems to deal with in the early time, in the early stages of the church here. And Colossae, they also had problems in the church and outside the church. And the Apostle Paul in chapter number 1, and beginning with verse number 1, stand with us. Let's honor the Bible. Stand with us. We'll honor the Bible. Chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. And ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, as humble as we know how. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come to your house and worship you. Lord, we thank you for your sweet spirit that we're able to feel this morning. Lord, for every song, everything that's been said and done this morning, Lord, how it's blessed us, and we're grateful, Lord, for it. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us in this hour as we've come. Lord, as we stand between you and this judgment-bound people, Lord, we do realize the responsibility that's laid upon us. And as the Apostle Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Father, I pray now that you'd go with us, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power one more time to preach your word. Lord, I ask you now to go with us and help us not to be hearers only, but to be doers of the word. You said the doers are the blessed. We ask you now to go with us in the service, and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, maybe in that the Lord had given us in verse number 5. The Bible said, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. I want to talk to us on that eternal hope for just a little while this morning, if God will help us. I know that we battle oftentimes in our walk with God. I understand that. I understand that we struggle sometimes with dividing our lives, sometimes in the flesh and sometimes in the spirit. The Bible said that Jesus, as he was praying to the Father on our behalf, he said, I pray that you take them not from the world, but that you keep them, take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the world. And so we know that in the process of sanctification, that God is working on making us more and more like Jesus. That is a process. It doesn't happen all of a sudden when we're saved, but it's a process of time. That's sanctification begins at regeneration, and it's carried out all in the life of the believers from the time of salvation until we leave this world, until we come to that stage of glorification. So now the Apostle Paul begins to admonish the church at Colossae and begins to tell of the things that had prospered in their life as being Christians. I believe that Christians ought to grow in the grace and the knowledge and of the understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe we ought to feed off of one another. I believe we ought to feed off the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Amen. Sometimes people say things that's not right. There's some people that say things are in the Bible and they're not in the Bible. There's some people will tell you that the Bible said when it really didn't say. Amen. That's not a new concept. That was even in the Old Testament. There were prophets in the Old Testament that said that God said when He really didn't say. But you can always bank on the Word of God. It is faithful to this generation and it'll be faithful to the next generation. The Bible tells us now how the Apostle Paul is encouraging the church and he's admonishing them for their hope that is laid up in heaven for you. And how things that they had laid up in heaven. And some things that they were not only able to get here, but some things that's also over there. The Bible tells us that they had heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. How they had heard of their salvation. Amen. I'm glad this morning for the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You've got to first be born again before you ever enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You've got to be saved if you're ever going to go to heaven. If you possess the hope of heaven and the eternal hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, it has to come by the salvation of the Lord. A church membership won't get you there. A baptism won't get you there. And it doesn't make any difference how faithful you are to sit on the pew of the church. You must be born again according to the Word of God to ever enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so the Apostle Paul mentions about their faith, of their very own salvation. Of the Bible. And I'm glad, by the way, that I'm saved this morning. Aren't you glad you're saved? Hallelujah! For that eternal hope that we have in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. How the Bible said He come that we might have everlasting life. This life as we know it in the flesh is temporal. It only lasts for a short while. Brother Adrian come in a while ago and I heard it sometime during the week in the news that they came up now and saying that the lifespan for the average person now has dropped from what it used to be. And I don't know how they determined that this morning, but Brother Adrian said bad news. It has dropped now to 79 years old. And he said it's good news, he's 81. And I thought about that, amen. The bad news is that this life is temporal. But the good news is it found in the gospel. The Apostle Paul calls it the hope of the gospel. He said, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which we preach to every creature, a creature which is under heaven. And the Apostle Paul said, wherefore I Paul, am a minister who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body's sake, which is the church. That eternal hope comes because we have a gospel of hope. Amen. A hope and the gospel that gives eternal life. The Apostle Paul said in one place in the book of Corinthians, he said, I declare unto you the gospel that Christ came. Hallelujah. Yeah. Christ came. We're celebrating the coming of the Lord Jesus at His birth here in a few weeks. We're celebrating what is named Christmas. Christ, amen, had birth into this world through a virgin birth. What a great news! As the shepherds were on the hillsides and the angels declared unto Him, peace on earth and goodwill toward men has come. And it break out in jubilation as they sung glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. He has come. Amen. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, incarnate through the immaculate conception of the virgin birth. Amen. I'm glad this morning that He did come. Because He did come, we have hope in Christ and hope in glory. The Bible said to whom God would make known which is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The gospel declares There is eternal hope in the gospel of the Lord Jesus. He came, he died, and was buried, and he's gone home to be seated on the right hand of the Father to make intercession to all them that believe. Hope, hallelujah, is eternal to the believer. He said that he saw their faith, but then he mentions their love. The Bible said it of the love which he had to all saints. Now this salvation, this gospel that's preached, it's not only Godward, but it's manward. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said, by this you'll know that you're my disciples, that you'll love one another. Amen. The same love that was extended by grace to you and me, that gave us salvation, is the same love that we're to extend to one another. That agape love, that God love. I want to love, hallelujah, of the deepest sinner. I want to love unconditionally those that hate me, those that despise me. I want to love them like God loved them. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we possess that kind of love. We have the love of God inside of us to love with. Amen. Hey, this eternal hope comes with faith and love. And the Bible said, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Now this hope that he's talking about, that he finds the hope of heaven, the hope of the gospel, and the hope of glory. This hope is not superficial. Amen. It's as good as if we're already there. Thank God. It's not, are we going to get there? It's when we get there. Thank God. It's not if we get there. It's we're going to get there. Thank God we have that blessed hope. The Bible said, which is laid up for you in heaven because of salvation. The reason I know this, that I'm going to heaven, is because I'm saved and my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 20 said, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I'm glad my name's in heaven. The other day I was looking for a name. Particular person I was looking for. I've got all kinds of phone books at my house. I've got them from Coleman to Blount County to Winston County to Marshall County. I've got phone books galore. I like to look at the book. Miss D looks at the internet. I don't trust the internet. I just trust the book. So I got the books out. I was looking for a particular name, and I kept a digging. I knew about where he lived at, and I kept looking at one book. I had a stack of new ones and old ones, and I got to flipping the book trying to find them. Couldn't find them at all. And I have a little old special place on my desk, a little Rolodex, that I put there for special people. Special people that I need to get a hold of when I need to get a hold of them. And there's something run through my mind. I want to say it's the Spirit of God. Yeah. He said, look at the Rolodex. Right. And I got my Rolodex and got to looking, and sure enough, his name was written in the Rolodex. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad my name's written in heaven. Yeah. In the Rolodex of God's phone book. Hallelujah. Yeah. My name's written down. Thank God, one day he's going to call me home and call me by the name. Whoa, bless his holy name. I have the hope of glory that I found in the hope of the gospel, that I know one day after a while I'll possess his hope of glory. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful this morning that my name's written down. Well, I know one thing. This right here is not going to get there. So something's got to happen. And I've got promised me a brand new body. And you got promised you a brand new body. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 21. It talks about that new body. We're going to possess a new body. This fella can't handle heaven. They put a man on the moon. There's no oxygen up there.
There's no gravity up there. Man cannot survive the moon. They're as excited the other day that they put a spaceship on Mars. They told how many miles, millions of miles, hundreds of thousands of miles away it was. I mean, it's way out there. I don't even know how they get there. They're all giving the high fives that they finally landed on Mars. Well, whoop-de-doo. Didn't change nothing in my life.
No.
Did it change anything in your life?
No.
No. You know why? Because we're going further than Mars. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We ain't going to have no spaceship. We ain't going to have no space suit. Amen. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be transformed into the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus. And we're going to possess a brand new body. A way goodbye to the world of sin. Go past the moon. Go past Mars. Wave goodbye to Milky Way. Step over into glory land. Hallelujah. I tell you, we've got all we need in the hope of glory.
This old fella will never make it. But this fella right here will make it.
The Apostle Paul said, I know your faith, I know your love, I know your hope. He said in verse number 6, which come unto you as it is all in all the world, and bringing forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. The Apostle Paul says this gospel will bring fruit. It'll bring fruit in your life and all those that hear the gospel and respond to it. He said, and those that have the knowledge and the grace of God in truth. He said, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And by the way, that's a capital S. Amen. Somebody said, is this fellow right here is where the love's produced? No, it's not. This fellow right here is a fighter all the time. It's gonna hunt something to fuss about. It's gonna find something to point fingers at and to find fault. But not the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit loves. Thank God. He loves the saints of God unconditionally. When I fail, when I falter, he still loves me. Amen. When I mess up, he still loves me. You may not. He said, we're excited, amen, because you show the love of the Spirit of God that is inside of you. I want to love like God loves, don't you? The hope of eternal hope that we found in that gospel that comes with a hope of glory.
Yes,
one of these days, Brother Denver, one of these days, we're going to be perfect. This right here is going to fall off one day, and they'll put it in the ground. Listen to, we'll put it in the ground. But one of these days, we have that promise that it's going to come up glorified. At the resurrection, it's coming out. Amen. And it won't look like Brother Denver. Brother Denver, it'll be glorified in Christ Jesus our Lord. A perfect body headed to a perfect place. Thank God for the eternal hope that we have in Jesus. Do you have that hope this morning? Does your folks have that hope this morning? Preacher, I can't speak for them. Well, have you heard them speak for themselves? If they don't have that eternal hope, you ought to pray for them. You ought to seek God on their behalf, that they can have that eternal hope. This morning, if you don't have that hope of heaven, if your name, if there's never been a place, time, where you've ever been saved, maybe you just kind of fall in the crowd around. I've seen people that way. I told you about the deacon that had been a deacon for 20 years and Sunday school teacher for 20 years, and he got saved. Isn't that amazing? You know, it's amazing. You'd have thought every deacon in the world saved. For 20 years, he was in that church making church decisions. For 20 years, law. Following the crowd. But one day the gospel got him. Got a hold of him and rattled his heart. Threw him to an altar of repentance, and he got saved that Sunday morning. Won't ever forget it. I'm going to tell you, not everybody that carries a book under their arm is a preacher. And not everybody that sits in a pew is saved. No. Amen. Amen. They're just following the crowd. And I'm going to tell you this morning that if you're saved, your name's written in heaven. Amen. And there's a body reserved for you one of these days. Glorified body. Perfect. The Bible said, like the Lord Jesus. Let's stand this morning.